Welcome to The Odyssey, a podcast by and about Mesa County Libraries. My name is Emmy.
My name is Bethany. Special guests include staff members who share their various passions and community members who serve Mesa County.
Welcome to another episode of The Odyssey Community Conversations. Today, Bethany and I are joined by two very special guests. We have Ellen Reimer with Catholic Outreach and Betsy Dick, Head of Collection Management. And these two ladies are here to talk about the Giving Tree. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're very excited to have you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the history, Betsy?
Sure. So the history of the Giving Tree program, we've been partnering with Grand Valley Catholic Outreach. This is our 11th year. And we wanted to offer a giving opportunity to our patrons because we know that library users are community-oriented folks, and they care very much about the community. So we wanted a way for them to give back to local people here in Mesa County. So a lot of giving programs, sometimes you're not sure who's the beneficiary. And not just kids. A lot of giving programs are geared towards youth and children. And we know that we have a lot of adults and seniors, single adults as well, not just parents, who could also use a little love over the holidays. So we knew that Grand Valley Catholic Outreach had a great connection to that community, to the underprivileged folks, really good relationships, and they would be comfortable going there and telling them what their needs are. So naturally, we reached out to them, and it's been going strong ever since.
And some of the things that are requested vary from toy, like shiny new toys for kids versus just like work shoes for people and jackets to stay warm. So that's, I think that's my favorite part about it is, you know, it's essential stuff, but also things that like kids need to have as far as like enjoying their holidays.
Yeah. I remember the first year I participated, I remember that there was a person that had asked for interview clothes specifically because they were looking for jobs. And then I did one for a baby that was just born that needed clothes and needed some bottles. And so it's not just toys. It's stuff for people in all aspects of their life.
Absolutely. And one of the other fun things about having the library be a central location is the staff wrapping party that we would do to really make sure that literally putting a bow on it to make sure that it was delivered in a shiny new package.
Yeah, I participated in that once and my wrapping wasn't great, so I stopped after that.
The first couple ones I did were garbage, and then by the end of it, I was a pro.
Nice.
The boxes always go really fast at the wrapping party because everybody wants theirs to look spit spot. And so I get stuck wrapping everything unconventional that no one else will touch with a 10-foot pole, which is fine. I don't mind.
So our Catholic Outreach volunteers also come and help with the wrapping, and that's been a great tradition. And many of them enjoy that and want to come every year. So people will be missing that this year.
Absolutely. I think the spirit of it will live on, though. Like, you could easily wrap it at home, I assume. Might not be the camaraderie that we like having everybody in the same room, but Christmas spirit's in your heart. The Grinch taught us that.
Ellen, how did this program get started with Catholic Outreach? Was this something that you approached the library about, or something that the library and you came together to decide on?
Right. So actually, this was Betsy's baby. It was her brainchild. She really came up with that idea, and then she contacted us at Catholic Outreach. So I think I was probably the go-to person from the start, and we just put it together, and it works really well. We do have families that, you know, just aren't connected other places and maybe they don't have all the documents they need to sign up for another organization, and so it's a big help to them. And you were mentioning the work boots. I just, you know, we have the list almost filled. You know, we can do 150 requests usually. And I had several people asking for work boots this year. Wow. So, I mean, I guess that's great. They've got some jobs that they're anticipating they're going to be able to go to.
Yeah. Good. So statistically speaking, 11 years ago, were we already at 150 requests, or has that number slowly increased over the last 11 years?
We've helped between 150 and 200 individuals a year. So it's over 1,000 now.
That's
that
fantastic.
We've been able to get gifts to. And the community is overwhelmingly generous. every year, I am astounded. We get bikes, we get skateboards, we get scooters. I've seen high chairs, just more than I could have anticipated. I've seen tablets come through. Some very generous people in our community who really want to make a difference, or people who will buy for four or five individuals. And they're really making someone's holiday.
And I think another thing that's really cool that I saw last year, and I'm sure happens quite often, is that a family will come in and each of the kids has to pick a tag so that they can learn the spirit of giving and that there are others that may not have as much as they do. And there's always people that come in towards the end that say, "Do you have any tags left? I'll go buy some more if you have any tags left." So just a great sense of community giving that Betsy has started. I didn't know it started with you. That's awesome.
She's a very humble big deal around here. That's true.
And people do really appreciate it. They pick the gifts up at Catholic Outreach, where they sign up. But usually we have a big thank you card that they can sign. And a lot of people are really happy that they can do that to be great too, because they're very grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of signatures on that card.
Yeah.
So this year, the Giving Tree is running from November 16th through December 5th. And if you visit our website, mesacountylibraries.org, you can find out how we're going to participate, or how you can participate in purchasing gifts for community members who are in need this year. Is there anything else that you ladies want to mention about the project? I mean, it's an incredible thing. It feels like it sells itself at this point.
Yeah, it usually does.
We've always had... It's just built up a really good following, and the tags go faster and faster each year, which I'm really happy to see. And so this year I'm just worried because of the traffic, just not having as much traffic. And I'm not sure if our givers are the ones who are coming to the library right now. So, yeah, if we can find a virtual way to let people contribute safely, or, you know, in a way that they feel is more safe, I think that will help.
Absolutely.
But I know people look forward to it and anticipate it. So that gives me a lot of hope. Especially this year, it would be easy to cancel, but we all know that the community has been so hard hit that people need it now this year more than ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I will say that if you yourself are feeling some financial strain or anything, these don't have to be grand gifts. You don't have to bring a tablet or a bike. The person that asked for a pair of work boots will be extremely happy to get a pair of work boots.
Yes.
So whatever you can contribute financially makes a difference for these people.
Absolutely. Something else to consider if you're looking to save money for the holidays, and actually, depending on what is on the tags, we have a great program with community businesses called Library Deals. And on our website, mesacountylibraries.org/library deals, we have a list of local businesses who offer discounts to people who flash their library card. So it's a really great opportunity to promote the great usage of a library card beyond just checking out items, because you can get some really nice discounts. So if there's something on those tags that you can buy from a local vendor or business, check out that webpage to make sure you can get a nice little discount while supporting two different library programs.
Okay, so one thing I think that people should know is that the tags often have a number of gift suggestions listed on it, and you don't have to purchase all of those gifts. We like to do that with folks so that you have a range of options available to you on what you might like to choose for the child or the adult.
Yes. Yeah. And it'll often specify certain colors or sizes so that you don't have to guess, and you're making sure you're getting them something that will fit them or that they will like.
Yeah. Yes. Over the years, we've kind of been able to finesse that and figure out that it's really important to have some of those clues so you get the best thing somebody needs.
So this year, as a lot of people are buying stuff online, a good way to participate in the Giving Tree and also give back to the library or to Catholic Outreach in another way is to use Amazon Smile. And a portion of those proceeds, when you order through Amazon Smile, you can choose either the foundation, Mesa County Libraries Foundation, or Grand Valley Catholic Outreach, for those proceeds to go to.
Yes. So the easiest way that you can do that is head to smile.amazon.com and you log into your Amazon account the way you normally would. And you're allowed to select a charity that you want that percentage of your purchase to go to. And both Mesa County Libraries Foundation and Grand Valley Catholic Outreach are on there. So if you, maybe you're making multiple purchases, you can toggle between those two. And that is not just about from November to December. That is all year round. So make sure you bookmark on your browser tab smile.amazon and make sure if you have to use Amazon for any purchases, go that route because it'll be funneled back into your community.
Yes. So just another way to give back to the library as like with the library deals.
Well, another thing I'd like to mention is the idea that Betsy mentioned earlier about signing up adults as well as children. And particularly, I noticed that parents and moms, because a lot of times moms are the ones doing it, are really touched that they're included. And generally, their first response is, oh, no, I don't need anything. It's just the kids. But, you know, there's always something they can come up with that they need or that would be special for them. And so I think that's nice. And the other is older children, too. Many places will only sign up children up to maybe 12 or something like that. And so if you have teenagers in your family and then you have younger ones, it's a challenge. So that's always very helpful for folks too.
Yeah. I did notice this year with trick-or-treating obviously being a very social distance thing, I only got one trick-or-treater this year and it was a teenager and I was like, take all the candy, dude. Because yeah, like no matter what, there's not an age cap off for needing things, and teenagers especially, like I feel like they get the short end of the stick sometimes. So it's such a great program to be able to offer to literally the whole family.
Yeah.
And let's say that somebody maybe misses their chance to participate in the Giving Tree this year, just with how crazy things are. Sometimes you just miss things that happen. What are other ways that people could contribute to Grand Valley Catholic Outreach? Are there any things that you're seeing a specific need for, or is a money contribution just the most helpful?
Well, financial contributions are helpful, but there are a few things that we always need. One thing is we do have a clothing bank, a free clothing bank, and we always need socks for men, women, and children, and also this time of year, gloves, because I don't know about you, but I tend to drop a glove here or there, and other folks do. And it's really hard to be out in the cold without gloves, so that's important. The gloves and the hats and the warm coats and men's pants in particular or something. And then also new underwear. It's always nice to have new underwear when you need it. And so that's another thing that we're always in need of.
And where are you located so patrons who are listening can find you?
Okay. We are located at 245 South First Street. So that's right on the curve, right near Puffer Belly. So our driveway turns in right before the Puffer Belly sign, if you're aware of where that is. And we are asking donors if they come with in-kind donations. If they arrive in the afternoon, that's best, just with the COVID regulations of getting people in and out. That back door is used by our patrons in the morning, so it's good to come in the afternoon if you have something like that.
Is there a phone number or a website or a contact that would be best for people to get a hold of before they do show up?
Yes, there is. We have a website, catholicoutreach.org, and also our phone number is 241-3658. My personal extension is 103, so that's a good one to call if you're asking about what kind of in-kind donations or want to arrange a time to bring something.
Perfect. Okay, let's take a poll really quickly. Are you in the camp of before Thanksgiving, it's okay to celebrate Christmas?
It's okay to celebrate Christmas whenever your heart desires.
July 4th.
I'll tell you, last year my husband had the Christmas tree up at the end of Halloween. Like, that's funny. Before the clock struck midnight. He was eating his candy, setting up the tree, so.
Well, it's a good thing my mom doesn't listen to the podcast because she doesn't like Christmas. So we don't get to decorate for Christmas. And that's what happens when you live at home when you're an adult.
Well, luckily you work at a place where that can be overcompensated.
The Giving Tree in the lobby that I see every day is my Christmas tree.
Aww. Well, something else to consider while we're on that topic is we have a lot of really great resources, especially for those wanting to learn about holidays outside of the Christmas tradition and just celebrating the spirit of giving, even if you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, what have you. All these different cultures have these traditions for that reason. It's important to give and get outside yourself for a minute. So for those with kids who are interested in learning about maybe some different holiday cultures, we have some really great resources online at mesacountylibraries.org/kids. So maybe make it a more of a learning experience than just buying something and giving it. Mm-hmm. Pick up a book and learn something new about a different culture. Well, I hope our listeners enjoyed this episode of Community Conversations and are considering giving back to the community, whether it be in kind, picking up a giving tree tag or applicant, or just dropping off things that, as you're cleaning out your closet, switching in between seasons, might be beneficial to somebody else, even if you're done with it. Betsy and Ellen, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you for the work that you've done.
Yes.
Thank you so much for partnering with us and helping people in our community get what they need for Christmas.